Introduction to Value Advantage Plus for Resellers conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Chris Follinsby. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Hi, this is Chris Follinsby, and some of you may know me as the SBI Program Manager, but I also have a vested interest in Value Advantage Plus. I was asked kind of at the last minute to introduce this call, and I'm happy to do so because this is a subject that I am very much a believer in. If you're out there reselling software, you need to understand this program and participate in it because it is the way to make you the most profitable when you are reselling IBM software. We are recording the call, and we will have an MP3 file with the replay loaded on the same site where you registered. Probably, they tell me it takes a couple days after the call to get it up there. The charts should be there now. So if any of you all are looking for the charts for the presentation, if you will go to the site where you registered, and I've got that on the second page of the presentation here, you should be able to access those charts. Sean Versico is the VAP Operations Manager, and he is going to take you through the meat of the call. He works with this on a daily basis, works with partners. He can answer all your questions about how to get started, why you need to do this, what you need to consider, and how you can be successful. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over to John, and I'm going to be the page turner. Hopefully you all are all in the web dialogue. And I'm going to put this on slideshow so that in case you don't have a hard copy in front of you, John, is that showing the slideshow?
Not yet. Yes, it is.
It is? Okay. If you don't have a hard copy in front of you, then you should be able to follow along with the chart. So I'm counting on you, John, to tell me if my screen changes. We're kind of trying this for the first time. I haven't played Vanna White over the line yet, but I guess I'm going to try now.
Absolutely.
With that, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Chris. Good day, everybody. Welcome. I want to thank Chris and Mark for their help with this. I want to also thank all of you for taking time from your busy schedule to listen to me today. I will go over this deck of slides that all of you should have, and I will take your questions at the end. Now we're going to begin, and this is slide 2. This is the agenda for today. And here you see the 8 main points I will go over.
Okay.
So kick back, relax, listen, and think of questions. Chris, slide 3, please.
Showing?
What is VAP? Yes, it's showing. VAP is an instant rebate, a discount, as opposed to a fee-based program. No checks are cut to fulfill that discount. It happens automatically when the order is booked. Why do I position VAP like this? It is because I wanted to use the SVI program to show some advantages of VAP. You have all heard about SVI. SVI is fee-based, which means IBM uses a separate check to pay that fee. IBM uses that check and pays the partner. Now, why do I use the word fee and the word check? It's because government accounts cannot participate in fee-based programs such as SVI. The government kind of sees that check resembling like a kickback, shall we say. But to prevent that problem, the IBM ordering system, as you know, rejects all SVI orders that were meant for a government account. Since VAP is that instant rebate program, a transaction to a government account will qualify for VAP. In short, any customer may get the benefits of VAP. VAP is that program for business partners and distributors. percentage rebate is passed on to the partner by the distributor. VAP is only for resellers of Passport Advantage products. Those products also known as the IBM-branded middleware software license part numbers. Very important point here. VAP is made up of solutions. A solution is made up of software middleware plus services. Thus, each solution must have a services element, and that services element is the value add. The services portion may be the following: custom code, software development, design implementation, installation, training, or software deployment. Any of these or a combination would be the services value add. Each solution should be repeatable. Each solution is pre-approved with an ID. That ID makes it valid. Let's move on to slide 4, please. Criteria to become a VAP partner. How do you know how to become a VAP partner? To be a VAP partner, you must be part of IBM Partner World for Software, at least at a member level, of course. When a partner submits a VAP application, that application form must show services making at least 30% of its company revenue. See here, I take into account the company's model, what you plan on delivering, and I look at what you've done in the past to figure that out, because I want to see if your company is services-oriented and not just a software reseller, okay? If I clearly see all that, I move forward with the approval process. If I do not see the 30%, I deny the request. You can start over when you intend to put more focus on value-add services. Now, from this slide, you should remember two things. One, be part of Partner World for Software. And two, be able to deliver services as a company. Let's go to slide 5, please. Criteria for IBM approval of VAP solution. How do I approve a VAP solution? Let's say a partner proposes a specific solution for value add. What do I do? I look to see if that solution meets the VAP solution criteria. The criteria is the following. Each solution must be comprised of IBM software middleware plus services. Services must be 20%, at least 20% for each transaction. If the solution meets that criteria, I move forward. Next, a partner must submit 3 references in their VAP application form for me to contact via email. Now, what is a reference? What is a relevant reference? It must be a previous sale of software and services related to the solution in question. Okay? Out of the 3 references I get, I need 2 positive responses. Once I get that, I look to see if they have a detailed solution description, meaning if the partner has a detailed solution description posted on its website for the public to see. In certain cases, I will also need to see that the partner company has 2 people each with 1 technical certification. If I get all that, I approve. Basically, an approved solution means that IBM just does not take a partner's word for it. IBM looks to see if the previous customers that that partner dealt with were satisfied with the solution. Then, IBM endorses the solution. The partner can now post it, for example, to the IBM Global Solutions directory. And that partner can also promote it as an IBM-approved software solution. Page 6, please. Investing in VAP. Why do you want to invest in VAP? When a partner invests in VAP, a partner solution is instantly monetized. That partner, in essence, is using the IBM software they're selling to get extra dollar value for the services they deliver against that software. This gives the partner the opportunity for repeat business based, of course, on the excellent job they did. And that further maintains the relationship with their customers. The partner gets to know the customer's needs a bit better. Another reason to invest in VAP is that if the partner has an SVI relationship with IBM, they can also take advantage of VAP and get more margin. So the more you sell, the more relationships you have with IBM, the more you get that higher profit. There are other reasons. For example, another could be the obvious one. Solutions are posted in the IBM Global Solution Directory for all who are interested to see. Other partners can see what you have to offer, and they may ask you to partner with them. Now, in this slide, you can see that VAP has many attractive points beyond the higher profit margin you get. You can also use VAP to further your relationship with your customers. Slide 7, please. How VAP works. This is how the whole thing goes. The partner must be, and I'm going to be redundant here, the partner must be part of IBM Partner Offer Software. I said that earlier. The VAP application that is submitted must show they plan as a company to deliver services for each VAP transaction. Okay? I check with the three reference contacts. I get two positive and relevant responses. I verify the partner's website to see if the solution description posted fully and accurately represents the proper IBM products used in that solution. And I move forward with the approval process. Or I even approve at that point. Once the solution is approved, it gets a solution ID. That ID will flag all VAP orders so they get the VAP instant rebate. Okay? On this slide, remember that in some cases I will need to see certifications, technical certifications, before I approve a solution. So keep these points. Certifications, references, website marketing description, and, of course, the fact that you intend to deliver services for each VAP transaction. Let's move to slide 8, please. VAP order processing. How does the VAP order process work? Since each solution will have its own VAP solution ID, like I mentioned on the previous slide, if a partner has 7 or 8 solutions, then they have 7 or 8 solution IDs. The reason is each VAP instant rebate for each VAP transaction is only triggered by that solution ID. Therefore, a partner must always attach a valid solution ID to an order if they are looking to get a VAP rebate for that transaction. All VAP orders are processed like any Passport Advantage order, in that they are processed via the same ordering system. The only thing that makes a VAP order specific is the solution ID. Again, it goes like this. Partner sends the order to the VAD, the distributor. I call it VAD, along with the PO, that order should contain the quantity of new licenses. By the way, in VAP, only new licenses are eligible. Okay? So that order should contain the quantity of new licenses and the solution ID. The VAD then sends that order, as well as the PO, to IBM, which then processes that VAP order and sends the rebate to the VAD instantly. Then, the VAD passes that rebate on to the partner. Okay? So the flow is not unlike, it's exactly the same flow as when channel orders are processed for passport licensees. A point you want to keep is that VAP only applies to new licensees. Now let's go to slide 9, please. Chris?
I changed it. Did it not change?
I think I timed out. So slide 9 is the process flow. Let's review the entire flow. VAP application is received by IBM. I do the review. I get in touch with each reference contact. I get 2 relevant and positive feedback. I review the partner's website description for that solution. I see if it describes the solution, telling me what that solution does, and most importantly, which IBM products are used. I checked for technical certifications if they are required. I have all I need. Then I approve. Once approved, the partner gets an email confirming the approval. That email contains the solution ID and a start date. The partner may now place a VAP order on that start date with its distributor, with a VAD. Okay? The PO that's used must contain a date that reflects the start date or a later date. Distributor sends the order to IBM. IBM processes the VAP rebate with the order. The moment that order is placed, the rebate is sent out to the VAD. Slide 10, please. VAP application starts process. This is how VAP gets started, and this is where to go to get it started. Go to www.ibm.com/partnerworld/partnertools, no space. Log in, click on Benefits and Relationships, click on your company enterprise. You are now in the VAP application form. Accept the terms and conditions and start filling out the form. Now, at this point, you're asked for revenue details for past 2 years. This is where I look for that 30% I mentioned earlier. From those numbers for the past 2 years, I look to see if at least 30% of your company's revenue was services related. If, for example, I see that you have 80% of your revenue as hardware sales, I cannot approve you. I will deny. I will need to see at least 30% of your past revenue was services, because that will tell me that you will more comfortably deliver that 20% or more in services for each VAP transaction. Okay? The other important thing on this page is the VAD. In that form, you will see a drop-down list of distributors. Pick one. Now remember this, if you are an SVI, the distributor must be the same one. VAP and SVI share the same VAD. So pick a VAD and then add your solution. This is important when it comes to naming your solution. You cannot use any IBM name in the name of your solution. For example, you cannot use Lotus Collaboration as a solution name. You could use Collaboration Services as a solution name. You can't use DB2 Database as a solution name. You could use something else, like a database services as a solution name. If the nomenclature is not right, I will ask you to change it. Name your solution properly. So, you know, start to think of proper names for a solution. Next, you'll give a brief description of that solution in the area where it says, describe your solution with 100 words or less. Since you have 100 words to do that, I suggest you always start that description you have there in the VAP application form. Start it by saying something like, this solution uses the following IBM products, Lotus Notes, Domino, Western Application Server. Okay? And add whatever extra verbiage you want to add to describe your solution in a short fashion. Next, add your name in the next box so I know whom to contact for questions. Next, pick the brand for the solution. Now remember, a solution may have one brand or more than one brand, so pick what is appropriate. Pick what is true and correct for that solution. If you pick all the brands, you will get a call from me because I will want to know why and I will want proof before I proceed. Once you do all that properly, pick the percentage that represents the cost of the software license compared to the total cost the client, customer, will pay for that entire solution engagement. That's in the next box there. After that, you'll add three references. For each reference, I want company name, contact name, email address, and phone number. I will contact them. Once you have added the three reference contact information, hit save. You will get a confirmation number. That number means that your application was sent to IBM PartnerWell for Software. IBM PartnerWell for Software does what they do, and after that, I get your application request. Okay? Now, please feel free to contact me directly to chat if you have questions. Call me, email me, anytime. Okay? Slide 11, please. VAP solutions may be amended. Once you have an approved solution, that solution does not expire. However, like everything else, that solution might evolve. Therefore, you can amend the solution. All you need to do is revise the solution description you had in your VAP application form. Okay? That's where it says, describe your solution with 100 words or less. Add the changes or take out what's no longer applicable for that solution. Pick another brand that would define the new, you know, offering for that solution. Or take out a brand if it had more than one. Make it appropriate. Update it. Once you've done that, click Save at the bottom of the page. Now, you will also need to go and update your website to reflect those changes that you just made. We need everything to show consistency. So remember, you can make changes to your VAP application description if your solution changed. You can always contact me first to do that if you want. Slide 12, please. how does IBM know a BP sold and installed a VAP solution to earn the VAP incentive? This is the audit control point slide. To not fail audit, do not do the following two things. One, do not VAP any transaction where you will not deliver a minimum 20% of services. To find out the minimum services required for each VAP transaction, do the following. Tally up the dollar amount that the customer will pay for those new licenses that you are about to VAP. Divide that dollar amount by four. For example, if your customer will pay $90,000 for those new licenses you want to VAP, then you will need to deliver at least $22,500 in services for that VAP transaction. This is the way this works. 90 divided by 4 equals 22.5. This is the minimum services that's required. Okay? That covers the 20% minimum right there, period. Trust me. This way of doing the math, it works. Two, the other thing you shouldn't do, do not VAP any licenses that are meant for a customer to be compliant with a software license agreement. For example, if IBM audited a customer and IBM found out that this customer is not compliant in that this customer paid for 1,000 notes user licenses but was really using 1,200, you cannot VAP the 200 licensees that they want to buy to be compliant. Those 200 licensees are considered licensees that will make the customer whole and compliant with the notes license agreement in this example. Okay? You cannot VAT this. Cannot VAT that type of transaction that's meant for compliance situations. Okay? Audit, as far as VAP is concerned, means that the IBM compliance team, that's the name of that team, IBM compliance, will examine VAP transactions. They will go over all invoices a partner sent to the end user, to the customer, in relation to the VAP transaction in question. Only the IBM compliance team handles that. I have nothing to do with this. I have things to do with everything else, but not this. And this comes up after a VAP order has been booked. How does it work? The IBM compliance team takes samples of VAP transactions and audits them, you know, regularly. For orders that are less than 100K, $100,000, they audit a sample of 20 to 30%. 6 months after those orders were booked. For orders that are over 100K, they audit each of them 9 months after that transaction was booked. What does the IBM compliance team look for? It looks to see if the invoices that the partner sends to the customer, okay, for the licensees, those new licensees, and for the services, okay, the compliance team look to see if those invoices show that at least 20% of that VAP transaction engagement billing was for IBM software services. Hardware does not count. If the 20% criteria is met, that partner's VAP transaction passes. We move on. If the 20% is not met, that partner is asked by IBM to return the VAP rebate amount to the VAD. If they return it to the VAD, then IBM recoups it from the VAD. The VAD is not penalized as you know, the distributor only did order fulfillment. Now, if the partner refuses to return the VAP rebate amount for that VAP transaction that failed audit, then IBM, will terminate the partner from VAP. They will be told, I will tell them, they can apply in 12 months, and they will need to return that rebate amount at that time. Okay? So they'll be suspended for 12 months, and then for them to get back in, they have to return the rebate amount and reapply, and they will go through the process all over again as if they were brand new. Okay? There are other nuances to this audit part, and if an audit comes up, the partner must work with the compliance team for rectification. Again, I don't handle this part at all. Slide 13, please. Here you see how the rebate recovery process flows. Pretty straightforward. IBM tells the partner to return a VAP rebate to the distributor because they failed a VAP transaction audit. The distributor, the VAD, tells IBM the partner returned the rebate. They show IBM proof of payment. IBM sends the distributor a debit invoice for that rebate amount. Case closed. Now turn to slide 14, please. Challenges a BP may face. On this slide, you see the housekeeping side of things. Every now and then, every 18 to 24 months, a partner goes through a revalidation process. IBM contacts them to make sure all information is up to date. Information such as, you know, employee name, contact info that are listed are still valid and accurate. IBM checks status of people who have certifications, for example. If they need to be recertified, they are asked to do so and told by which date. The main challenge is you must keep your records for 7 years plus current. Records are all paperwork like POs, special bids, all invoices related to a VAP engagement. You may be asked to be audited at any time, so keep the paperwork. Slide 15, please. Special terms and conditions. This slide is about other terms and conditions. This is here to show that there are certain conditions for solutions that are based on products such as Maximo, MRO, Netcool, AppScan, Rational, Essential. If you look at those names, you can see that it's products from companies that IBM acquired. Okay? Those require two people on board, each with one technical certification, you know, working for that business partner company. Also, note that just because you have a solution based on Tivoli brand, for example, that does not mean you can VAP every Tivoli product in the IBM software portfolio. This is why I asked earlier that you list, I suggested that you list the specific products you use in your solution in the description that you put in the application form and in the description that you will post on your website. Okay? This means that you will only be able to use that solution to VAP those products you listed in the description for that solution. So we're all on the same page here. You tell me which products you use for that solution. That tells me you can only VAP those products when you use that solution ID. For example, if you have a solution that uses TSM and you only said it uses TSM, you cannot use the solution to VAP licenses for Tivoli Identity Manager or Tivoli Access Manager or Tivoli Maximo licenses. You would need a solution specific to TIM, TAM, Maximo in order to use VAP for them. So contact me to talk about the details if this is going to be your case, your situation. Okay? So if you know also that you will apply for a solution that may require certification, and of course you can see those requirements in the VAP operations guide, contact me early. That way I can go over the requirements, I can go over which technical certifications and how many you will need, because I can run a report, see what you actually have, you know, sales versus technical. I'm only interested in technical certifications for VAP solution approval, for example, versus SDI type things. Call me early. We'll discuss. I'll give you the details. Now, also, I wrote that if we have any changes to the program, IBM will announce them, if any. Chris, next page, please. Best practices for success. This is what every partner who is interested in VAP should do. First, read the operations guide. The latest one is dated January 2009. The operations guide, the VAP operations guide, contains everything you need to know about VAP. After that, talk to your distributor. Work out a VAP plan with them. They like that. Contact me if you have questions. Contact me after you've sent in your VAP application just to tell me, hey, John, did you get it? I will make the process as painless as possible, and I can start now by telling you, you and I have control over all the criteria necessary for a solution to get approved, except we are at the mercy of the reference contacts getting back to me. What I mean is, I will not approve anything until I get the proper reference feedback I need via email. Not via phone, via email. So, the quicker a reference contact gets back to me with what I need, you know, the relevant, positive response that I'm looking for, the quicker your solution will be approved. So talk to your references. Tell them to expect an email from Jean Boursico in regards to VAP and your solution in question. Another practice, get your solution description posted on your website. Show the solution name the same way it is listed in the VAP application form. And, of course, list the products that are used for that solution on your website and in the application form. Also, like I mentioned before, use proper nomenclature. Don't use any IBM brand name in your solution name. Once your solution is approved, manage it. What I mean by this is post it to the IBM Global Solutions directory. I have a URL posted there on page 16 on this page. If it's posted there, people at IBM and other partners will see it. They'll know what you have to offer. You never know. Another partner may ask you to partner with them. Okay? Keep these practices in mind. Slide 19, please.
19 or 17?
19. I'm sorry, 17, Chris, sorry.
Okay.
Your favorite page, VAP and SVI. Like I say every time I give this presentation, VAP is SVI's significant other. They work hand-in-hand and well together. The way I look at it is, if you are in VAP, you should try to be in SVI. If you are in SVI, you should try to be in VAP. VAP and SVI complement each other. IBM encourages all partners to participate in both. That way, they can get more margin. Picture this. SVI is pre-sale. VAP is post-sale. SVI is the reward a partner gets for all the work they did to identify, qualify, and fulfill a deal. Now the deal is done. You get the VAP. VAP is the reward that covers all the value-add work a partner did to fulfill a deal, the engagement, you know, 6 to 9 months after that deal was booked. So they work together perfectly. Let me give you a simple example. Very generic. When a partner with a VAP solution is granted identification for an opportunity, that partner, if eligible, is also able to get the VAP rebate plus SVI identification incentive. Okay? We can go over this in more detail during Q&A. Let's go to the summary page, slide 18. I'm going to read the slide. VAP is the IBM premier value-added partner offering. It's open to all business partners, SIs, ISVs, VARs, who resell IBM middleware. It is marketed and promoted as a solution offering with value add. It is complementary to SVI, and all solutions are pre-approved. And, very importantly, the rebate is instant. Now let's go to the last slide, number 19. This is my contact information. Feel free to call me anytime. Via phone, same time, no problem. Also here you'll see the URL where a partner goes to submit a VAP application. At this time, I want to say thank you all for your time today. Now I'm open to answer your questions. Chris, Michael, I'm ready for Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Additionally, if you are joining us with a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 for questions. And we'll take a question from Dustin Atkinson.
Hi. My question is, have you guys determined how much the rebate will be for joining the VAP program?
Good question. I know what that is, but I would suggest you contact your distributor. Because they will tell you exactly what that's going to be. Because
right.
If I tell you what it is, it would only be a suggestion because, and I keep saying because, that is the distributor decides, agrees with you as to what percentage they will pay you on a VAP transaction. And sometimes they even treat each transaction separately. So
is
get in touch with your distributor.
Like there is with the other program?
Repeat that again.
Is there a suggested amount like there is with the other programs?
There is a suggested amount, but, you know, forget I say it to you right after I say it to you.
Okay.
It's front end about, you know, I want to say 16%, and back end is 6%, something like that.
All right.
But again, you need to talk to your distributor. They will tell you exactly what it is so you can plan accordingly.
All right, thank
and
you.
And quote accordingly.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Peter Gruitz.
Hi, what is your expectation for dollar volumes in a year to make this to have a successful partner?
I treat that on a partner-by-partner basis. However, once you are approved in VAP, you sometime would have some revenue attainment to reach. So to get in the program, we can talk about that. And that is separate from after you get in the program as to, you know, which revenue IBM is expecting you to bring, you know, based on VAP.
Well, what would you expect to be a successful partner?
As much as possible. I cannot give you a number, sir, unfortunately. In other words, I would not look at it like that, meaning I'm not going to expect you to bring a certain amount, you know, before I approve you. I will approve you, and then I would expect you to, like it's asked in the application form, how many of those solutions are you going to sell? So you'll tell me it costs $20,000 for each engagement, and then you say to me, you're going to sell five of them. So that's that number right there.
All right, well, I'm glad we got a commitment out of you.
And again, that is star one for questions. And we'll hear next from Cheryl Klein.
Hi, John.
Hello.
My question to you is just regarding the references, I want to minimize the inconvenience to my customer as best as possible. So are the expectations that they'll get three pages of questions from you, or is it like you'll have five or six questions that you'll ask them?
They will get four questions from me.
Okay.
I will email them once.
Okay.
I will wait 2 weeks. I will contact you saying, I haven't heard from your references. Could you please get in touch with them? And then I may email them one more time. And then I'll wait 2 weeks and say, I haven't heard from them. What do I do now? Because I do not want to harass them by calling them, emailing them all the time. And also, as you can see, I'm only going to send them four questions.
Pretty straightforward. No, that's fine. That's appreciated.
Pretty straightforward questions.
Yes. I just want to make sure that it wouldn't be like a survey. Please take this survey. It'll only take you an hour.
No, it's very personable.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Welcome.
And Linda Mahevier has our next question.
Hi there. I have two questions, actually. The first is just regarding application into the program itself. When the initial application is being filled out, is a partner expected to list technical certifications at that time, or is it just on a solution-by-solution basis?
If you're an IBM partner and you are in PartnerWell for software, I will see your certification. So
okay. When
you apply, before you apply, I can see what you already have,
okay. And
I would tell you what you need if you didn't have what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
So,
the other question is just around SVI and VAP. I understand VAP is an instant rebate. So when you have a solution that is VAP and SVI, the VAP rebate is instant, and then the SVI rebate is per the normal process.
Normal, correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Chris. I'd like to jump in here and just add a little bit to that. You've got that exactly right, Linda. The SVI process is normal for payment. But one of the big advantages to using SVI and VAP together is that if you are the business partner who registers and is approved for the SVI opportunity, and you fulfill with VAP, then you do not have to provide any additional sales documentation when you submit for payment on SVI for those elements that are included in your VAP solution.
Oh, is that so? Okay, so the eligible sales documentation, which I believe is at least three, that is no longer a requirement if you fulfill with VAP?
That is not a requirement for those elements of your SVI registration that are fulfilled by you with a VAP solution.
Okay.
If another partner sells a VAP solution and you have the SBI registration, we'll still look for you to provide all the sales documentation that you normally would.
Okay.
And you would also still have the ability to earn ID and sell because we're paying the VAP to another partner. It gets really confusing. But
no, I get it. I get it. Thank you.
And it says they do work together well, and there are definite advantages to being in both programs.
Sounds like it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're next from Joel Aldernetto.
Hello. Hello. My question is regarding the FSGI program. If you're leveraging VAP, are you also able to leverage the FSGI?
Two separate programs.
Okay.
It just happens that I deal with both of them, but they're separate.
So you cannot leverage them simultaneously then?
Not like you did SVI, no.
And is there a different format to do that, or is it not possible at all?
Totally different format. You can't do that at all. Think of them as two separate programs.
The FSGI rules indicate that VAP transactions are not eligible.
Exactly.
Okay. And VAP solutions or VAP transactions do play in the government space, though. You mentioned that earlier, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next question comes from Rob Gear.
Yes, Geyer, Jean, and maybe Chris on this one. First of all, I joined a little late. I apologize. But did you say that the charts are going to be available somewhere?
Charts are available now on the registration site. If you went out and registered for the call, you will see all the information about the charts. If you can't get to that, Rob, I'm happy to send them to you after the call. But they're there now. The MP3 file will be posted shortly.
Okay, and then my second question, and if you want to take this one offline, that'd be okay too, but just for our business partners to understand what, if any, impact a VAP solution might have on an IBM direct sales rep.
We're going to have to take this offline.
Okay.
Please feel free to call me.
Thank you.
And with that, we have no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, John, for
appreciate it.
So informative regarding all the details that it takes to get into the VAP program. You all have heard John speak. You know how to reach him. We appreciate the time that you took today, and I will just tell you from firsthand experience in dealing with partners who are in SBI and VAP that they are both valuable programs to have in your portfolio. So again, thanks for your time, and as I said, this will be recorded, and if you'd like to share this with others in your organization, you can refer them to that registration site. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation and have a great rest of your day.